And I sit here with a full complement of all my teeth, even my wisdom teeth. And I'm proud of that because I have maintained it through the help of my dentist, Dr. Dana Colson. And Dana can be your dentist. I find her a very special person because she has a vision to keep dentistry at the cutting edge. She has a wellness-based practice, and I love learning from her week to week about what she brings and invests in her practice. And today, we have her for probably a full 15 minutes so we can get an answer to my question, and I think a question that all of you have, which is, how, Dana, do we keep our smile and our healthy mouth for a lifetime? So good morning, Dana.
Good morning, Marilyn. Pleasure to be with you today.
Well, pleasure to have you, because I think everyone who has teeth in their mouth want them to be healthy, want to be able to chew and enjoy food, and want to be able, more importantly, to use that best accessory that they have on their body, their smile. So how do we keep our smile and keep our healthy mouth for a lifetime?
Marilyn, today the research shows that we can not only keep our teeth, but we can have our very best smile the very last day of our life, which means they aren't whittled down. They're not small little teeth compared to our youthful teeth. And that's the best part of our body that can be anti-aging. So with that said, I was on a quest to be able to figure out, how can I do this for my patients? So in our office, as you know, we take photos and, well, we take x-rays as well, but they're all digital, so it means that four of them are equal to half a day of sunshine. So it's not a lot of radiation, but it gives us the in-depth knowledge of knowing that everything is healthy, which is very important. But we create a benchmark. So every couple of years, we can look back and we can compare our photos from today, from last time, and say, has there been any change? If there's been change, then we have to be proactive, and we know something's going on. But if there hasn't been any change, then we can celebrate knowing that our smile is as intact as it was the day we met. So we do this a number of ways, and we're going to break this down as far as what happens the other 363 days when you're not with me, and you're at home and having your life and doing your thing, and we're not doing the checkup and making sure that everything is on track. Well, unbeknownst to many of us, we think that when we go to the supermarket or we go to the drugstore to get the toothpaste, that probably the whitening toothpaste are the best. However, when you look at the abrasive index, Marilyn, you'll see that it's very, very high. So people that get whitening toothpaste actually wear away the enamel on their teeth, and that's not preserving what we have. Not only that, but having orange juice in the morning and then brushing your teeth right after, you're brushing acid into your teeth and wearing away your enamel. Similarly, with lemon and water, same deal. So I really want our listeners to remember, brush your teeth in the morning and then have your food afterwards. But please don't brush acid into your teeth. And today with rotary brushes such as Oral-B and or Sonicare, they are very gentle, very soft. They will do the job. You can get a low abrasive index toothpaste that's very natural without the sodium lauryl sulfate, which is becoming a concern for our society with respect to ulcerations and chemical sensitivities. So we have many, many choices, and we have a list at our office of all the abrasiveness of toothpaste and how they correspond to the materials we work with.
You know, Dana, I can't believe it. I think that the whitening is the best thing, and I'm using it, actually. So I'm glad you said that. That's an aha moment. And usually I want to brush my teeth just before I go out the door, and if I've had orange juice, I'm doing something wrong. So I've learned two things, and you've only spoken for a moment.
Well, there's so much to share. That's why I wrote my book, Marilyn, is I just, we need to know more. And, you know, we need to be reminded, too, because none of us, well, few of us really learn the lesson the first time we hear it. Often it needs repeat and it's in the back of our mind, but then we need to bring it forward. So what I need to share with you with that conversation is there's recently a study that showed that the fewer teeth that we have in our mouth, the harder it is for us to have memory recall and word recognition the older we get. So it's very important to keep our roots in our mouth, to keep our teeth in our mouth, to keep everything synergistically intact, because our whole body communicates with each other. And along that line, we know that having a great smile isn't just a cosmetic deal. Although when you look in the mirror and you see your smile, you say, wow, I look great. And that, to you, is going to be your very best natural vitamin you can have, because it's an endorphin releaser. It releases your natural health endorphins, or your best natural vitamin.
So healthy teeth, healthy smile improves our brain power and improves our spirit and lets us welcome the world. So that smile has a lot to do with how we walk into the world as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, they say the people with best smiles get the best jobs, the best dates. You know, you just open the world yourself to the world, and you invite people to be with you, because this world is not just meant for us alone. It's for us to share it with our community, and that's what makes it rich. When we have a community around us, we are healthier, there's better longevity. But not only just the smile from the cosmetic point of view, if you have an intact smile, and the smile creates a proper dimension, as what we call vertical dimension, which is a bigger conversation to have, it actually strengthens your whole neuromuscular system, which means your skeletal system as well. And that's a bigger conversation I have one-on-one with my patients that I see in office. However, they also came out with a piece of research that showed that people with Alzheimer's and dementia have oral spirochetes, and the oral spirochetes are little bacteria that are in our mouth that have lodged in the brain. And there's lesions in our brain upon autopsy that show that there's like oral bacteria that are in our brain. Well, how did they get there? And that's what we talk about on the radio a lot, is I have zero tolerance, and dentistry has zero tolerance for bleeding gums. Gums should not bleed, ever. And if they do, you have to resurrect it immediately. And we know how to do that. When I see a new patient who comes in, within a couple of weeks, I tell them, we can stop that bleeding. And if there's more bleeding, we need to get on top of it, because we do not want any bacteria to get into the body. Our body needs to stay intact. It has enough jobs to do to keep us healthy, let alone adding an army of bacteria into the system where it has to overcome that as well.
So you were talking a couple of weeks ago, I think, about pinhole surgical technique, and that basically is, I won't say pain-free, but a less painful way and a swifter way of dealing with gum disease. Am I saying that right?
That's right. It's for gum recession. So a lot of people know about gum grafts, and you kind of cringe and walk away, and some people are brave and they get through it and they say, oh, it really wasn't that bad, and they'll do it. And other people I see say, I don't want to go there again. The techniques are getting better. However, there is a new technique out called pinhole surgical technique. It comes from California, from Dr. Chow, and you can find it online. And the pinhole surgical technique eliminates the need for antibiotics, a steroid pre-surgical. Post-op discomfort is 1 or 2 Tylenol. You're not swollen. And you can help those gum tissues come up higher onto the tooth, so you don't have that long in the tooth receding gums. Now, I need to qualify it that we have to find out why did this happen to begin with, because just to correct it and not correct the underlying cause, we're going to create the same scenario again. And not only that, but we have to have some certain conditions apply to be able to do it. So not everybody can have it, but a lot of people are candidates for it. It's a great thing to use in the very beginning stages. And I have seen people who have a lot of it in the past and recession, and we have been able to make significant change. When I was in California, I saw a woman who had 10 of them done, and the next day she walks in smiling, no swelling. And people will repeat that process, so it's a sign that it's not overly invasive. So, but we are talking about minimally invasive dentistry now, right?
Yes, yeah, and that's what you're all about. Now, to me, it sounds a little about anti-aging dentistry, because nobody wants to be long in the tooth. And we've also talked sometimes about expanding a smile versus plastic surgery. Maybe you can elaborate about that a little.
Sure. Well, the reason why I talk about expanding smiles, and we can do that through Invisalign. So often, you know, I put myself back in Invisalign because I knew I could improve my smile more, and the technology has gotten us to the point that we could do it. So I will say to people, do you know that I'm wearing Invisalign? They look at me and they said, no, are you really? I can't even see it. And that's the truth. I can talk with it. I'm wearing it right now, and nobody even knows I'm wearing it. But the reason why you work with Invisalign is we can expand and take the pressures off of the teeth. Marilyn, you know, if you put a stick in the ground and you put it upright, the stick is going to be very stable. But if you put it on a slope, it isn't going to have the stability, and it's going to wear the earth around the stick a little bit. And whenever you tap on the stick and you tap on an angle, that stick is going to have an ability to move easier and faster and not maintain its position. Well, that's the same thing with teeth. So we know now that we can expand and widen the teeth and get not heavy forces on the teeth. We have less chance of breaking and chipping. And people get to be able to have a healthier gum tissue around there because the gums can breathe. They're not strangulated. They're not tight. They're not condensed. And we can have a much better, healthier prognosis. So that brings us back to one more thing that we ourselves can do. It's not about the dentist doing, but we ourselves can do at home. And that's preventing ourselves from grinding and clenching. Now, grinding and clenching is a very, very serious topic. And it's a big, big topic. And so many people are not aware that they do it. But grinding and clenching wears away teeth. It can cause stress in the mouth. It can cause headaches, neck pains. People think that headaches are normal. They're not normal. The pharmaceutical company wants us to believe it because that's how they sell their product. But there is a reason, way that we can alleviate our headaches. And having a headache does not give us the best day. And I believe we all have to have our very best day every day of our life. So if we can be aware that we're not clenching our teeth during the day, that our teeth are not touching, that we have lips together, teeth apart, tongue in place, and we've talked about this before. It's on the back of my book, and it's I actually have a YouTube video called Dana Colson Facial Exercises, 3 minutes or Less, and you can find it on YouTube or through my website. But it's all about that the teeth should never touch. It should always have a resting space. Marilyn, it's like if you have two vertebrae and they're touching, you would be in pain. And why should your teeth, just because they're made stronger than bone to chew our food, should they be touching? Our body needs a space, and we need to have our mouth relaxed and our teeth not touching.
So, Dana, I think what you're doing is you're giving us a new way of thinking. We talk about retiring on our own terms and having a GPS. And you're basically telling us that we can take charge of our smile and be careful about what products we use and how we care for our smile and address the issues in our mouth to have a healthy mouth. You mentioned your book a couple of times, and I think that we should give out the title. It's called Your Mouth, The Gateway to a Healthier You. And it's a yoga-based approach to exploring the connections between oral health, whole body wellness, and longevity. I didn't know that you had a YouTube video, so maybe you could forward it to me and we could post it on the show's website.
For sure. Thank you. So let's just continue a little bit. This grinding and clenching can be very insidious. It can actually be impregnated in our brain and we can't control, especially at night. So if you feel you grind and clench, you wake up in the morning, you have a headache midday, or you feel that your jaws are tight or your jaw is this pressure on your teeth, then your dentist needs to create a bite plate. And I am passionate about bite plates. I now say to my patients, I want you to love your bite plate. If you don't love it, you bring it back. We're going to work on it till you love it. I want you to wear it every night because it's going to keep money in your pockets. You don't have to spend money in dentistry if you don't grind and clench because we don't create pressures and we don't wear away our teeth. So please, please pay attention to whether or not you may, because when we're sleeping, we don't know if we snore, and if we don't know we snore, we can't help it. And similarly for grinding and clenching. So Marilyn, just in conclusion, with all this preventative, we also bring preventative care within our practice. Number one, it's about education, education, education. I want my patients to understand so that they can take care of themselves. But we also use lasers and ozone and digital radiography and digital scanning because they're less invasive, they're kind. We can create great results with minimum tooth preparation, and it's all about keeping teeth intact. My patients who have been with me for a long time, including yourself, have very few root canals, if any, have very few crowns, if any. And if I can keep the whole structure of your tooth as intact as possible, that's why I know that I'm going to be able to help you keep your teeth for a lifetime.
And you know what? You do that by educating us one by one. Dentist Dr. Dana Colson and her team offer a complimentary consultation with a trained member of Dana's team. To get a phone, to make up an appointment for that consultation, all you have to do is call 416-482-2133. That's 416-482-2133. 402-2133. Dr. Colson's office is at Davisville and Yonge, so it's easily accessible by TTC, and there is lots of parking. I've gone there many times and never had a problem finding a parking space. So, Dana, I thank you for sharing that information and really giving us some aha moments. At least you gave me some aha moments about my oral health, and we've spoken many times, so there's always something new to learn from you about oral health and maintaining our smile. I plan to have my smile and live to 120 years, thanks to you.
So, and we talked about that yesterday. I said, you will. I know you will.
Thank you. Well, we'll be affirmative. But as long as I live, I hope that I can be healthy and have a healthy smile. And I know you'll make sure of that. So thank you for that information. I'll look forward to getting that YouTube video, too, so we can post it.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Marilyn.
So a visit to the dentist doesn't have to be fearful and painful. It can be different. It depends on the dentist. If you're looking for a new dentist, or if you want a second opinion, or you just want to get some information about your oral health, take down this number, 416-482-2133. That's 416-482-2133. A complimentary consultation is yours. All you have to do is ask for it. It won't cost you anything. And at the end of it, you might be richer for the information you've called for.